Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, Julian. 2411 4201 0035 0553.
Okay, just a second here. Is this Premier Family Dental?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. And what is your name?
Dr. Temezgin.
Okay. Is it Netsonet? Netsonet?
Netsonet, yes.
Netsonet, okay. Gotcha. What's the best number to reach you at, Dr. Temezgin, in case we get disconnected? 512-699-6532.
6532.
512-699-6532, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Let's see, are we currently 2200 Park Bend Drive? It says number 1 through 200.
Yeah, building 1 through 200.
1-2, okay, gotcha. Austin, Texas, 78758. And then, let's see here. Website, I have premierfamilydentalaustin.com. Is that correct? Okay, and what's a good email address for you?
P as in Paul, F as in Frank, D as in David, Austin at gmail.com. PFDAustin at gmail.com.
Okay, cool. P as in Paul, F as in Frank, D as in David, Austin at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S Corp, LLC?
S Corp.
S Corp. And how long have you been in business?
9 years.
9 years, awesome. 9 years, okay. Okay, cool, yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in that direction.
I'm looking to do some debt consolidation.
Okay. How much are you looking for?
So, let me see. I don't know, it might be safe to say about anywhere between $175,000 and $200,000.
Okay. Somewhere around $175,000 to $200,000. And you mentioned debt reconsolidation. What kind of debt do you have right now?
So it's a combination of credit card debt and business lines of credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you pretty much tapped out on your lines of credit and your credit cards, or?
Yes.
Okay. Like you have zero available, is that correct?
Well, it's not zero available, but...
It's getting pretty close.
I want to have everything in one place rather than paying a whole bunch of payments to a bunch of different places. I want to have it all in one place.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. And then a couple of them are showing on my personal side, and I want it only to be showing under the business.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so our program... Yeah, so, okay, so it sounds like a lot of these are on your personal credit, but you're using it for the business. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, one of the biggest advantages of these programs is they don't go on your personal credit at all. It's all on your business credit, which makes a huge difference. Obviously, your personal credit score is a big deal if, like, you know, you're trying to buy a new house or a new car or something. Do you have any idea of what your credit score is right now?
I want to say somewhere probably between 708 and 715, somewhere in there.
Okay. Somewhere low sevens. When's the last time you checked it? Do you remember?
Well, one of my credit cards, whenever it sends me my statement, it always has it on there.
Okay. So credit cards, line of credit, do you have any, like, tax liens or any other pressing debt right now?
No.
Okay. So how did it happen? Did it just kind of gradually get there, like, pretty recently, or has it been kind of an ongoing thing?
No, this is probably why we bought land to relocate the practice. And so there was some kind of when I was in that whole transition a little over a year ago, I was relying on these cards to help kind of cover some expenses while I basically held on to cash for my down payment on the land.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So you relocated just over a year ago?
I would like to eventually relocate in the next 3 years.
Oh, you would like to relocate? Okay, so. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Because
so.
I've outgrown the space, so this is kind of a segue to expanding.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand. I'm not sure if I heard you correct. Did you already relocate, and you're also looking to relocate again, or no?
No.
No.
I just
okay.
Bought land.
Just bought land.
And
okay.
Now I gotta prepare for building on the land.
Gotcha.
And so the debt that was accrued during the time of purchasing the land, because I was relying on my lines of credit and everything to kind of help with overhead expenses while I was closing on the land.
Right, okay.
That's what I need to consolidate.
Gotcha. So what's the cause for the relocation? Are you like expanding or?
Yeah, I've outgrown my space.
Well, that's good. Kind of the silver lining behind all of it, I think.
Yeah.
So have you? Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying it's not horrible debt, but it's definitely debt nonetheless that I want to manage now and just
right.
All in one place instead of having it in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, it's one thing to have debt because you're growing, rather than the opposite. You have debt because you can't find more customers. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
So are you pretty much have you pretty much grown every year since you started the business or? Cool. What was your gross annual revenue last year?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but I want to say it was probably about $675,000.
Okay. $675,000, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you guys on track to doing this year?
Well, I'm hoping to either be in the same ballpark or a little closer to $700,000
cool.
For this year. We're definitely going to hit, like, I say the same ballpark just because, like I said, I need more space, so I'm capped out on the number of patients I can see in this building.
Right, right. Okay. So that's why you're making that move to a newer location.
Yeah.
So you already bought the land. Are they in the process of putting the office up, or what's the status on that?
Not just yet.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row.
Exactly. Okay.
Prepare for the construction though.
Gotcha. When are you planning when do you foresee everything to be all said and done and all moving in and everything?
I mean, it kind of depends. It can be anywhere between about a year and a half from now to 3 years from now.
Kind of just depending how everything goes, right?
Yeah, it all depends on how finance.
Cool. Right. Cool. Well, that's exciting. Are you the 100% owner, by the way, or do you have partners? Or?
No, I'm the 100% owner.
Okay, cool. How many employees do you guys have?
Six if you include me.
Six including you?
Yeah.
Cool. So how do you market your business? Is it a lot of like referral-based, or do you do advertising, or what kind of marketing do you do?
It's primarily referral-based, so internal marketing is what we really focus on, so word-of-mouth referral.
Cool.
And we try to do some stuff on social media, but
nice.
Try the extent of external marketing.
Very cool. So what's your timeline on trying to secure these funds in place? Is pretty much as soon as possible, or do you have like a deadline, or...?
I mean, I feel the sooner the better, so then I can kind of move forward in that, because right now I feel kind of stuck right here.
It's kind of holding you up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd like to try to get this part settled,
okay.
So then it kind of gives me some time to work on that debt collectively and then go back to the table to see about construction and things like that.
Right. Have you been thinking about reconsolidating for a little while, or is it something that just came up recently?
I mean, pretty much as soon as I, because I didn't have the debt before I bought the land, not this degree of debt. So if I did, I wouldn't have been able to get the land.
Gotcha.
And getting the land, you know, like I said, it opened the door for new debt.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there before. And so now I just want to streamline that so that I can pay that debt off. And it's going to be, you know, as I, like I pay out to all my accounts regularly. I don't miss a payment or anything like mm-hmm. that. But it's definitely a lot harder on my, what's the word I'm looking for? My cash flow.
Cash flow, right.
Because I have so many lenders I'm paying, whereas if it were all consolidated in one, it might, you know, save me a couple $100s or something.
Well, not only save you little money, but also time. All this time you're spending keeping up paying your bills and all that stuff. I totally get it. So you said you paid cash for the land?
No, I didn't pay cash, but I did put about $68,000 down towards it.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Have you gone to your bank already to try to see if they can refinance everything, or have you got any feedback from them, or what do they usually tell you?
Yeah, I did. I tried with them, but that tilted my debt to income ratio.
And that probably goes back to your personal credit, right? So it's kind of like a catch 22 like sort of situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, mostly they're looking just at the business. The debt-to-income ratio got tilted now where with the purchase of the land and then the debt, like I said, that I accrued from what I was doing to wait for closing on the land, it's slightly more unfavorable for me, but mm-hmm. not by much. So I think just small changes will make a big difference.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, if we cannot get you 200K, say if we were to get you 100K, will that help at all? Like, say if are there certain like credit lines that you have that are more, you know, higher usage rate than the other ones that you wanted to pay off, or any of them that are like just killing you in interest? For example, like say if you have one where you owe 50K and that's your highest interest one, and if we can only get you 50K, would you be able to use that to pay that one off?
Yeah, like if you were able to get me 100K, I can make that work.
You can make that work, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just kind of thinking out loud, looking at the preliminary information you gave me right now. 200 might be a little bit of a stretch. I definitely want to go for that. Your credit score is actually decent, all things considered. But we'll take a look at a couple things, and pretty much my job is to get you approved for the highest amount available to you with the longest term, and then try to, you know, work with you from there. If you want to do shorter term, we can work with that. But it sounds like you're trying to get the longest term possible as well, right?
Well, it would be helpful if I could, just because it'll make the monthly payment lower.
Gotcha. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No, if I understand that question. You mean loans that just are specifically for working capital?
Correct, like short-term loans. For example, like a lump sum of like 100K that you may have borrowed that you're paying off in like weekly payments or something like that. Okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha. Have you done working capital financing before? Does that kind of ring a bell or no?
Yeah, I've done it. Before, in the past.
Gotcha. What was your experience like?
I mean, I felt like it was pretty good. It definitely worked to solve the purpose of what I needed it for, which was to, you know, again, help with consolidating any expenses that were
mm-hmm.
there and getting all that debt paid off.
Okay, so you've used it before to consolidate debt?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you remember the lender that you used, what the company name was?
It's not coming to me right now. They recently changed their name. Loanability, I think, is what they changed it to.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't remember their name when I first started with them.
Okay. Do you know what your current interest rates are on those lines of credit and the credit cards that you have? Any like rough, kind of just a rough range maybe of what you're paying in interest?
They're going to range anywhere from a 0% promotion rate to probably 20% or 25%,
Okay.
depending on the credit card.
Okay, cool. That helps. So obviously you'd want to get those the higher interest rate ones taken care of first if we can't get you the whole amount, right? Okay. Do you have
Are
any
you all
backup?
still lean on the business?
I'm sorry?
If y'all do fund this, do y'all put a lien on the business or
It's unsecured.
deposit?
It's Yeah, good question. It's unsecured cash. It's not secured by any of your assets or anything like that. So it's definitely a good thing. It just makes it a little bit more expensive than the typical like home loan or car loan, for example. Obviously, a home loan's secured by your by the asset itself, so you're gonna get like obviously the lowest interest rate out there for like a home loan. Unsecured is just gonna be a little bit more. But you know, it's gonna help your business. It's gonna help your personal credit. It's gonna save you on interest, and it's serving a purpose. So.
Do y'all do that on the front end, or is that an APR interest this high?
Yeah, so there's not an APR that's attached to it. It's a fixed cost loan, which actually makes it easier for you because we tell you exactly what you're paying in interest. It's not revolving interest, so there's no like, you know, compounding interest every month that you know, like with your line of credit, you're just making payments on it and then your interest is going right back up every month too. I don't know if that's kind of what you've been experiencing, but the advantage of these programs is everything is fixed. Fixed cost, fixed payback, fixed payments, so. So you know up front exactly what you're paying in interest, which makes it a lot easier. Do you have like a plan B? Like, are you inquiring with for any other solutions right now, or what are your like backup plans?
I do have a one plan B, yeah, with another lender. I just
Okay.
happened to come across y'all sent me something in the mail, so I was like, well, why not try them?
Might as well give it a shot. Yeah. Do you have an offer already, or what's the status of that?
Oh, it's still in the early process, early phase of it.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Cool. So just kind of based on the information you gave me, I'm pretty confident we can do something for you. We work pretty quickly. It can typically get you an answer within 24 hours of receiving your application info. So what we need, it's a one-page credit app. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. Then we look at your 2015 tax return. Have you already filed your 2015 taxes for the business?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Like I said, it's just a one-page app. We make it pretty easy. One-page app, 6 months bank statements, and then your previous year's tax return. Is that kind of stuff that you have available? Something that you can give me pretty quickly, or?
I'll try to.
Okay, cool.
How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here for the next 35 minutes or so. If you're able to get it to me before I leave, I can submit it for you. If not, I'll submit it first thing in the morning. I come in at 6:30 West Coast time, so pretty early.
Now, if I get it back to you, will you be able to send me a confirmation, or is there a
Yeah.
way where you have a direct line or
Yeah,
something?
no, I, yeah, do you want to take down my direct line? Well, it'll be in the email, but you want to write it down just in case? Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, it's 858 779 0931. And my name's Julian, Julian. I have email access after I leave my office too, so if you send it to me, I can just respond, just letting you know I got it. That way we can get it processed right away.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to send that on over to me, I'll get everything to you. Hopefully, it'll get to you before you go so we can kind of get that going. The sooner I have an answer, the better for me on what I need to
Perfect.
do.
Perfect. I'm gonna put this at the top of my priority list. I have kind of other stuff going on with my other customers, but nothing is as pressing as this. I definitely want to get this done as soon as possible for you, and I'll like I'm pretty good about communication. I'm going to keep in contact with you as I go through the process, and we'll get you some feedback from my underwriting department, present you with some terms, and if it works, we'll fund you typically within 24 hours after the approval. So I would say if everything goes smoothly, it's possible to get you funded within the next, I would say, probably by the end of the week or something.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. The quickest, we've done it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you were saying by the end of this week or end of next week?
This week.
Okay.
I've funded deals before, like, same day. Like, it's possible, but I don't like to, like, overpromise anything. But, yeah, best case scenario, it'll be probably done by, like, Thursday. But it really depends. Like, you know, sometimes there's issues with the paperwork and whatnot. But if it goes smoothly, yeah, we can get it done pretty quickly. So I'm going to send you that email right now, Dr. Temesian. It's just double check, PFD as in dog, Austin at Gmail, right?
Yes, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, D as in David, Austin at gmail.com.
Got it. And you have my phone number, so feel free to call me right back if you have any questions about the application process. You're going to be receiving an email from me within like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have... Yeah, my pleasure. Do you have any other questions or anything before we get off the phone? I think we covered everything. Just want to make sure.
I'm just pulling up my email, so as soon as I get it, I can respond.
Okay, cool. And hey, keep in mind we do equipment financing as well. So if you have equipment needs in the future for your business, we'd be more than happy to help you with that too. So.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, appreciate your time, Dr. Temesgen. Am I pronouncing that right, by the way?
Temesgen.
Temesgen.
Yeah, like you have something.
Temesgen. Okay, got it. Temesgen. Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate you giving us a call, and I'm looking forward to helping you out. I'm going to send you an email right now.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.